Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 20. I want to try to finish this chapter today. We've been in Revelation chapter number 20 for about 4 weeks. And we could stay in it for 4 months and still not touch what's in this one chapter. We know that chapter number 20 is about the millennial reign of Christ, that thousand-year reign of Christ. It's immediately after the tribulation period, the revelation of Jesus Christ, and then we have the millennial reign, that thousand-year period that we looked at a few weeks ago, how it's mentioned, you know, six times or so in those first few verses, a thousand-year time period. We also noted that Satan would be cast into prison during those thousand years, that he would not be able to be loosed on the earth like he is in this present age. And also we learned that the demonic forces that are among us today, the fallen angels, that they would be apprehended. We looked at that in 1 Corinthians, remember? Know you not that ye shall judge angels? I said all that to say this, that during the millennial reign of Christ, there will not be demonic activity. There will not be Satan's activity. He'll be locked up. But yet, we can see just the depravity of mankind. Because during that thousand-year period, even when Christ is ruling and reigning, there will be rebellion. And again, I won't go over that, but you know the verses we gave you about that, that there will still be sin on this earth. People will still be sinning during the millennial reign of Christ, which tells us that you can't go around and say, the devil made me do it. You know, all the time, people, the devil made me do it. You know, he did this, he did that. No, the reason we sin is because it's our sin nature. We're depraved people. So in the millennium, there's still going to be people sinning there. And we talked about ruling with a rod of iron. There's going to be nations that refuse to come to worship Jesus. But anyway, we see that takes place in the millennial reign of Christ. And then we see the battle of Gog and Magog after Satan is loosed for a season. Now, we talked about this last week. I'm not sure how long, the Bible does not say, how long that season would be, whether it's days, weeks, months, I don't know. I cannot imagine it being years, just a short season, whatever that would be. Satan will be loosed from his prison after the thousand-year reign, and he goes around deceiving the masses of people. We looked at that. These are all people who are under the 100 years of age mark, and they would follow Satan. The Bible says there's the number is the sand of the sea. He gathers this army. He goes against Jerusalem with Christ, who is ruling and reigning there, with his saints and others. We looked at that last week. And it's not even a battle. We call it the Battle of Gog and Magog, but it's not even a battle because fire comes down and he just destroys him with the breath of his lips. And Satan is cast into the lake of fire, where we find in verse number 10, look here with me, Revelation 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. I circled that word, little word are, A-R-E in my Bible, which the Word of God tells me something here, that there's no such thing as annihilation. People think that, a lot of people believe that when you die, you're like Rover, you're dead all over, you go to hell, you burn up, and that's it. No, it's forever, eternity. In the regions of the doomed and the damned, 1,000 years earlier, the false prophet and the Antichrist were thrown here. They were the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. Now, when we think about this, remember, we've already learned this, there's a difference between hell, the underworld, and then the lake of fire. They're two completely different places, okay? We're going to read that here in just a minute in the rest of Revelation chapter number 20. But I want you to note that Satan is now cast into the lake of fire where the other two inhabitants are, the Antichrist and the false prophet. So now the three inhabitants of the lake of fire, which as we read, is finally going to be filled, if you say, with all the unbelievers. But they're the first inhabitants, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and now Satan is cast into the lake of fire. where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night. Look at these words, forever and ever. Again, I have a note. I think I mentioned this last week. If Satan reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. And also, let me say that if God can do this, and he is going to do this, if he's able to do this, think of what God could do with your problems. Amen. All the things we're struggling with daily. To God, they're nothing. To us, they're major. Don't get me wrong. I mean, to us who may not even can overcome it, with God, all things are possible. We see the ultimate power of God here, where Satan is cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. And then I left this thought, and then we'll move on. Could it be, again, it's just a thought, I wouldn't argue with anybody about this, but could it be, it does not say who threw Satan into the lake of fire. Most people think it's probably Jesus Christ, and I wouldn't argue with that. But over the last couple of years of Bible study and all, the thoughts coming into my mind, could it possibly be Adam? Adam was the first creation of God, of man, and because of Adam, sin came into the world. And wouldn't it be just kind of, there you go, who said poetic justice? I need to write that down in my Bible. Poetic justice, that God in his sovereignty would allow Adam, who started this all, by Adam's sin came into the world, death, but wouldn't it be poetic justice if Adam was the one who kind of throwed him in there? He would have the God. If God allowed it, hey, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I'm convinced it would either be Jesus or Adam, the first man Adam or the second man Adam, one of the two. And I just think it'd be awesome to see Adam, who was responsible for all this, to finally throw him in there. And I think I ended my lesson last week with this. We say this when I used to go to football games, and the team is losing at the end of the game, we would say, na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, goodbye. I could see us in heaven when Satan, now maybe not those kind of things, but something like that. There's going to be a lot of joy and shouting in heaven. We're going to see this take place. Verse number 10, he'll be cast in the lake of fire. But that's not the end of the story. Look in verse number 11. We'll read through verse 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Now, before we go any farther, these are all unbelievers. The believers have already stood at the judgment seat of Christ. These are all unbelievers from the time of Cain, or whoever was the first one, just for the thought of it, Cain, to the last unbeliever who has ever died. They're all going to stand before Jesus Christ, and we'll look at that in just a minute. But so you know, these are not unbelievers. These are not believers. These are all unbelievers. And by the way, this does not determine if a person is going to heaven. That has already been determined, their eternal destiny. What this is going to determine is the punishment that the Christ rejecter will experience for eternity. Now, I'll get a little bit farther in our study with this. There are some, let me put it this way, it's going to be a lot hotter for some in the lake of fire than for others. In other words, wherever how God does that, for those who've heard the gospel over and over and over and rejected Jesus Christ, it's going to be a lot hotter for them than somebody who's never heard the gospel. Are you following? We'll look at that in a little bit. But it's not determining whether they're going to heaven or not here at the Great White Throne Judgment. That's already been sealed. Their fate has been sealed. Okay. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, plural, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.